Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. Sure. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sell or Die podcast, the global premier personal development and sales podcast on the planet. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling and my newest book, The Sales Manifesto.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, author of Sales in a New York Minute. We are interviewing leaders in business, sales, and personal development to give you the strategies it takes to make more sales and make more money.
Strategies that you can take out into the street and turn into money 1 minute after you hear them.
In a manifesto moment?
Well, no, more like in a New York Minute.
Oh, thank you to all the diehards out there supporting us with listens and five-star reviews.
Be a star on Sell or Die. Leave your own review. Come on. Go to your computer right now. Go to iTunes right now and write down, type down, talk down exactly how you feel about this podcast and how it might affect others.
All right. I want you to enjoy today's show. Take notes and tell us what you think on our Sell or Die Hard official Facebook group.
All right, let's get to it. It's time to sell or die.
Woo!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Motivation Monday. I am, for the record, I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. Wrote The Little Red Book of Selling, wrote Get Shit Done. And I'm joined today by the fabulous, the wonderful, the underrated, but the extremely amazing shopper worldwide.
Oh, thank you. I'm a good buyer and a good seller.
Yeah.
I'm Jen Gittimer. What's up, everyone? We are so glad to be here. And
we didn't have to do a retake because she said her name right.
That is correct. I did. I did. Finally got the last name down, you guys. It's hard when you switch.
Yeah, like look, we're right over there.
I know we're over there. So yeah. I'm trying to, we're also over here on this computer so we can see the comments, except I haven't done that very
from
well.
From peeps.
Yeah. Yeah. So, guys, what's up? Welcome to Motivation Monday, Sell
Happy
or Die.
Happy holidays. You're having a great holiday. You've had Christmas. You've had Hanukkah. They're both over. I don't know what the other ones are.
Yeah.
But it seems as though it's like one of those, I'm a Merry Christmas or a Happy Hanukkah kind of person. I don't try to be plaid.
You don't say Happy Holidays?
No. I know.
No. So today we're going to talk about three ways to take advantage of the last few days of the year. And I want to know, like, what's going on with you guys right now? How are you feeling? I mean, we were just talking about the fact that it's sort of like the, for many people, the obligatory work day.
Yeah, it's like the week that was or the week that wasn't.
Yeah.
Because Christmas is over and that's all those people that you either love or don't love have gone. And now it's time for the New Year's party shit. And you, we're actually going to, it's pretty interesting because we were in Paris for until Christmas Day, came home, plane delayed, late at night, so we didn't really give people their Christmas presents, so we decided this year for our family to do it on New Year's Eve, which I think is a better kind of place. First of all, you can get shit for half off. And
we already bought all of it, so it doesn't matter.
We weren't thinking at the time, that's what
no,
the problem was.
No.
But anyway, it's one of those times of the year where it's kind of a what's going on week, there's low energy in the world.
How's your energy right now? Give us a rating, like one being, I don't really want to get out of bed. I'm still in my PJs kind of deal. And five being like, woohoo, I'm going to go make $1 million in sales today. All right.
And also, give me a one if you made a New Year's resolution and a two if you've already broken it.
That's too confusing.
Oh.
Let's do numbers
and
one at a time.
A three if you don't really give a shit about New Year's resolution.
First, we wanted to start off with your energy. One, sucking, and five, like, energy is all on high. You could, like, give people energy. Your energy is so much right now.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to your thing right after that.
Oh, okay, cool. But I want to know if you're making any sales calls this week.
So we have some friends here that we should say hi to. We've got Mark. What's up? We missed you too. Glenn, Happy New Year to you too.
Yeah.
RKJ, Randall Kenneth Jones. He says he's interviewing Jeffrey, I'm interviewing baseball's Mickey Lolich.
Oh.
Lolich?
Yeah, Mickey Lolich.
That guy.
Yeah.
For my podcast in 30 minutes, anything you want to know?
Yeah, did he ever throw a spitball?
Okay. John.
I believe he was a pitcher for the Red Sox or something, but and I think he won Rookie of the Year. Not 100% positive, but if you just Google him, you'll find out all that stuff. But you can ask him if he ever threw a spitball.
Okay, there you go, RKJ. Andrew, John, what's up? Andrea, hey, Peter, Melissa, Glenn, Hans, William, OMG! We have so many friends here right now.
Robert.
I love it. Wes, this is amazing. Okay,
yeah.
So we're getting in some numbers here.
You guys must have absolutely nothing to do.
You guys are rating your energy and giving us some details, and we're getting 4, 5, 2... Thank you for being honest. This is really great. We have someone who says, I'm 38 and this is the longest I've ever gone without a sale. Normally, I'm top 5% at every company I've been at. I'm actively looking for a new company. I'm just having a hard time selling this product. You got this, girl. You got this.
Yeah, now listen. The reason people have trouble selling a product is because A, they don't feel reinforced by their company. B, they don't have testimonials to support them. C, they don't believe in the product well enough themselves, or that there's other market influences like your Amazon's cheaper than you are, your competitor's kicking your ass, or whatever it is. And you have to decide, in or out.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't think it's a tough decision to make, but if it's out, then get out now. Don't wait a week and, you know, oh, I need the money, you know, screw all that. Just deal with your
integrity. Well, it is easier to find something when you have something, though. Just saying. Don't just, like, get out and then look.
Yeah.
I do have a dump the slump kind of ebook, and we'll find it. I don't know the link offhand, but we'll find it and post it in here in case that could be helpful to you.
Dump the slump?
Yeah,
I like
it's something that. Like that.
Oh, like a sales
however
slump.
Many ways to dump your slump.
Yeah. My feeling is that salespeople are inherently whiners and will try to pick on anything or anyone that they think is wrong rather than take responsibility for themselves. And they'll switch a job for $100 or $500 when it could have been an amazing job. You just didn't give it enough of a chance.
Well, yeah, and that's when you have to ask yourself the really tough questions of, like, is it me or is it the company and the product? Am I doing everything possible in my power to make sales, or are there other things I could and should be doing?
Yeah, am I working my hardest? Am I doing my best? Do I believe enough in this to be able to make it happen? And if I don't believe in this to go someplace else, what else am I not going to believe in? And the simple answer is, don't do anything you don't love. That's a real simple answer. But a lot of people, that's not what they feel. They want to go for something that's easy. I think I can make a lot of money doing this. Don't think you can make a lot of money doing this. Think, how many people can you help doing this? And the money will just show up.
Yeah, it's not just income. It's income and impact. And when you think with impact first, you win.
Yeah.
All right, Happy New Year to you too, Chris. Glenn, we are not selling our own coffee brand yet. At the moment, we just...
we're Death Wish.
We love Death Wish coffee. And so unless they want to white label us, I don't think we're going anywhere.
No.
It's just so strong. It's so good. So, all right, we get it. A lot of you are just mentally exhausted coming back from the holidays. You've spent all that time with family and potentially friends. And now you need your work energy back.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to throw one thing at you immediately. Number one, everyone's at work. Like, they're all there.
Mm.
And you can decide, maybe an occasional big shit.
You tried to call, like, the GM of a hotel today and got through, basically.
Yeah.
Like, within, like, an hour, your call was returned.
Yeah, everyone's there. The question is, what are you doing about them being there? And the answer is probably either nothing or not enough.
Mm-hmm.
If you just call 5 CEOs, I bet you can get 4.
Potentially.
And... What could you be doing from a prospecting perspective? What could you be doing from an appointment setting perspective? What could you be doing from a meet me for coffee tomorrow morning perspective? Come on, what can you be doing?
Yeah, like I remember when I used to work for another company and I felt like...
Back in the day?
Back in the day.
How long ago was that, Jen?
Like more than 6 years
ago. Oh my God, 6 years ago? What did you have for lunch?
I didn't eat yet. I can't remember.
Right.
Okay, so
Six years back, oh my God, in the day,
yeah, I remember, like, if I didn't allot my vacation days for today, then this kind of day right before New Year's and between Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, whatever, always felt like it was just obligatory. Like, I had to show up. I had to be there. I didn't necessarily, even though I loved what I did, I didn't necessarily want to be
but
there.
Other people had to be there, too. They're all there. All your customers are there. They have to be there.
Yeah, so let's talk about three ways, like we promised in the headline, three ways to take advantage of the last few days of the year.
Yeah.
Okay, so number one is call your customers.
Pick up the fucking phone. That would be number one. Because it's staring at you right now, you got it right here. You don't even have to pick anything up, it's in your back pocket. All you have to do is
Where'd you pull that out of?
I sit on it. I can feel the...
Mine's over there.
No. Pick up your phone and call a few people. Yeah. Or just text Happy New Year, how about that? And I guarantee you, and make it like the, if you have an iPhone, you can do all kinds of cool stuff where it throws confetti and shit.
Can you guys do that on a Droid? No. Probably not. Adam's saying, I don't know.
You're right, exactly.
All right, so number one, pick up the phone.
Yeah, pick up the phone and call a few people. I would call your four or five best customers.
Okay.
I would call your four or five best prospects. Mm-hmm. And I would call people you don't know.
That's your challenge right now for today, you guys. We're going to give you two more ways, but that's your number one challenge. I want you to write that down and start thinking about who specifically could you call. We're giving you some of our energy. We're like happy and excited to be here today, hanging out with you. Hey!
Yeah,
we really are. And so we want you to feel this through the screen, like we're transferring some of our good vibes to you. What?
From 5 or 6 years ago. Back in the day.
From right now.
No, from back in the day.
All right, so that's number one. Number
back
two.
Back before they had the iPhone 6.
I can't remember those days. There were days before the iPhone.
That is so funny.
No, just kidding. I had a pager. Number two is plan your 2020 vision today. Start thinking about, there's three or four things we want you to think about. Number one, what went well in 2019? And make a whole list of stuff. What went well? What did you do that was great? What did your company do to support you, or maybe your boss or your manager? What do you want? What went well? Let's talk about that. Let's write that down.
What went well that you would like to repeat in 2020? In other words, what did you do that was, you know, did you make like the biggest sale of your career? Did you decide that you were going to take on a new responsibility, read a book, whatever it was that impacted you the most, whether it was income or knowledge? Do you want to repeat that? Is that something you want to do again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what went well? What didn't go so well, like things that you want to get rid of? And maybe it's your own whining or blaming or
Boss, or whatever
it may be,
right.
But make a list of the things that you need to get rid of, because, and this may be not just in your sales life or your career, but also in your personal space. Like right now, I'm just getting rid of shit. Like Jeffrey's gonna kill me because he likes keeping everything. And I'm making him go through little corners of our house one day at a time and getting rid of stuff, because the only way to let new things in is to make space for them.
Why didn't I think of that? Okay, so.
Okay, so what do you need, what went well that you may want to repeat? What do you need to get rid of? And what do you need to do more of? Those are the three things you need to be asking yourself right now to start planning, or to continue planning. Let's hope you're not starting.
Yeah.
For next year.
And where are you going to have dinner tonight? That's a big one.
I don't know. Where do you want to have
dinner? I don't know. It's Monday night.
Let's figure that out. Oh, you want to go to Loopy's.
Of course.
It's so fattening.
Yeah. Monday night, Loopy's in Charlotte, North Carolina, Loopy's Cafe, meatloaf, real mashed potatoes, corn from a can, and peas from a can, but they taste really good, and they have the best nachos in the world.
Yeah, their nachos are really good.
No, in the world.
No,
it says
they are
Charlotte,
really good.
But you could cross out Charlotte and put world.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so another thing I want you guys to think about is and I just lost my thought.
Oh my gosh. Think about that time. Think about the time you drove in your car. That's Cream, 1960-something. You know that song? Think about the time. It's Badge by Cream in their Goodbye album. Phenomenal.
Do you guys know that song?
Phenomenal, phenomenal song.
I like it.
Yeah, okay. It's a rock anthem.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like White Rabbit.
I knew what I was thinking of now. Right, thanks for stalling.
No problem.
So you might be in that moment right now where you're waiting on your company to give you your quota. Because a
or
lot
your
of
sales
times
plan.
You're,
they
yeah,
call it
your
sales
plan. Because a lot of times your manager is working on it and then they deliver it at the annual meeting in January or February. But their plan.
For the uninformed, by the way. They pulled those plans out of their ass.
There's I used no to make those plans, and I can 100% tell you that they are total BS.
Right.
And they come from no scientific data.
We're
going to
grow 11.5% this year. Where'd that number come? Well, I pulled it out of my ass. It sounded like a pretty good number.
Yeah. Yep. So F their plan. It doesn't matter whatever number or plan they're going to give you next year.
Thank you for trying to be sensitive language-wise, honey.
Start thinking about your own plan.
Right.
Okay,
what are you going to do?
It doesn't matter what they give you.
Stop making plans to figure out somebody else's plan. Make your own damn plan.
Right.
That's huge.
Get ahead of it, okay? Because if you start planning in January or February when they give you their plan, you're already going to be behind.
I'm going to give you a good plan. Plan on making their plan by the second week of the month, every month. Then plan on doing your own plan, executing your own plan to double your sales, and then sell that plan back to your company. That would be a plan.
I love it. Jenny says Badge by Cream. Okay, we have a question.
Yeah, exactly.
We have a question here before we get to the third way to take advantage of the last few days of the year. And this question is, when is it time to leave the company you work for? Is it when they stop making products to the best of their ability? Is it when they care more about their bottom line than the customer expectations? Is it when they stop caring about the products but expect you to sell anyway?
Is that Ziggy? Is that Matthew Ziggy?
Yeah.
I love that. Hi, Zig.
All of these can be factors, but what is the nail in the coffin?
The nail in the coffin is you don't want to get out of bed anymore because you don't like going to work. If that is you, then get the hell out of there as fast as you possibly can and go find some place that you love to go to work. Don't blame it on somebody else. Look at the circumstances. That's different than blame. Look at the circumstances and decide, is this the best thing for me? And if it isn't, move on.
So, yeah, and I'll just add one thing to that, which is I think you've answered your own question
exactly.
with your questions. But when you can wake up and say, I no longer believe in what I'm selling, that's the exact moment to get out. Because if you don't believe in it, why would you put your name behind
it? You may believe in the product that you're selling, but it may be the wrong product from the wrong company.
Or the wrong delivery or the wrong service
Whatever
or the wrong backup and they're not supporting your people, your customers. It's your name too, not just their name.
What Jen is saying, analyze your total belief. And whatever it is that's failing in your belief system, then figure out a way to strengthen that. And sometimes it means changing. Sometimes it means going someplace else.
Yeah.
But you have to decide for you. I can't, you know, we're not, there's going to be thousands of people watching this video. I can't decide for everybody, but I can tell you the fundamental is to analyze your entire belief system. Do I believe in my company? Do I believe in my product? Do I believe I have the best customers on the planet? Do I believe that I'm doing my best every day? Do I believe in my heart that my customer is better off having purchased from me? If those belief systems aren't in place, get the hell out of there. Get the hell out of there.
Fast. All right. Hey, Blake, what's up?
This is a pretty good...
We have all of our friends here. I love it. All right.
Both of them.
Last way that we're going to give you today to take advantage of the last few days of the year
is
send your top 5 to 10 customers a personalized thank you video. It does not need to be high-end production. Just take out your iPhone, put it on a stand so it's not shaking because that's really annoying for the viewer, and just send them a sincere message of gratitude.
We're going to be talking more this year about hippovideo.io. That's a program you might want to take a look at. They have a free trial thing where you can send some of these videos. It embeds it in there with a GIF or a GIF, whatever you call it. And it will be a live one that'll move around, so you can, you know, thing. You can have your own cards, you know, teleprompter cards. There's all kinds of things you can
really
do.
It's really neat.
It's really fun.
But it's just start like that. If you're looking for energy, thanking your customers and reminding not just them but yourself why you love working with them.
Start with fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Start with fun, and fun is one of the base words of fundamental. And if you look at what you need to do for 2020, I'm going to challenge you that fundamentally, you may not be as sound as you would like to be, and this may be your year of fundamentals.
Yes.
I'm referring to it as the year of money, because I think it's going to be a great economic year, and I think if you're not milking your own cows, something's drastically wrong, and this is the year to bank. But fundamental starts with fun, and if you're not having any fun, go someplace else to do your fundamentals.
That's right, George.
Well, I make a lot of money. You know what? But you're not happy. What's happiness worth?
Ooh, can't put a price on that.
To me, no.
Oh, hey, George, thank you. Ellen, what's up? I miss you. Hope you are well. All right, I think we've said hey to everybody who is here.
If we have not, then hey.
What's up with this? Anything here that you wanted to
talk
about?
Well, the Eagles won yesterday.
You guys, we have notes here. Like,
yeah,
we come prepared for you.
Listen very carefully. The Eagles won yesterday. They won with about 60% of their team. People were being carried out left and right. We still won the ball game. It's not going to be an easy time next week. We have to play the piece of shit.
I know Melissa was happy about that.
Yeah, we have to play the piece of shit Seattle Seahawks, who I cannot stand. I hate the coach. I hate the players. And now they brought back Marshawn Lynch from the dead. He was no factor in the game yesterday. And the bottom line is, we can win that game. If we win that game, we have number 99 on our team.
Hold on, let's talk about this for a second.
Momentum.
Okay, so this, I don't know a lot about football, but it's down to like the end.
Yeah,
like
it's the playoffs.
The playoffs. And
win or die.
And it was unheard of, like it was unthought of that the Eagles would make it. You were saying they had to like do all these things.
And they did.
They did.
Everything happened.
And
right.
Many of you were down to the last 2 days. Well, we're all down to the last 2 days of the year.
No, only you. We're not. We have plenty of days.
No, we're all down to
y'all,
the last.
Y'all are down to your last 2 days. We have 9 fucking days left. Call.
No, this is really important. You're all down to the last 2 days of the year, and many of you are thinking, like, there is no way I can make quota.
Bullshit.
I can make my number. Do you think the Eagles won by thinking that?
No. They won by knowing that they were a better team, even though they were half on the sidelines nursing their wounds.
Yeah.
This was a year of injuries for the Eagles.
And they did it anyway.
Yeah.
So take advantage.
Yeah.
If you take anything away from this video, take advantage of the next 48 hours because they really can make a difference.
And you know what I really love? The Dallas Cowboys won their last game of the season, like 44 to not too much. They beat the hapless Washington Redskins, the worst team in the league, other than maybe the New York Giants. But the bottom line, well, there's a few others, but you know what I'm talking about. Miami Dolphins are, anyhow, Cincinnati Bengals, they won a game. But the challenge that you have right now is, it doesn't matter what the other team is. What matters for you is that you win. When you win, you don't have to make an excuse. You don't have to whine about anything. You've taken responsibility for your own capability. You've gone out there and you won the game for you, not for the Gipper, for you. The winning one for the Gipper is a fucking movie. You're not going to win one for the Gipper. You're going to win one for your kids' tuition. You're going to win one for your car payment. You're going to win one for your vacation. You know, come on. There's a challenge that's out there right now for you as a person, and you're whining about it. Well, there's only 2 more days left, and then what am I going to do?
Pick up
the phone. Right.
Make the next 2 days unfreaking believable.
Yeah.
You got this.
And we will see you on the next decade's Motivation Monday.
That's right.
In the year of 2020.
That's right. And we have some new things coming, but we'll be talking about them
and some giveaways
in 2020.
And some programs.
Yeah.
And some 2-day seminars in Charlotte and some all kinds of coaching and masterminds.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be a great year.
All right, guys. Until next time, I'm Jen Gittimer.
Ooh, I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm her secretary.
Nuh-uh.
And I will be talking to you very soon. I'm challenging you to go out there and have the greatest of New Year's, even if your ass falls off.